Welcome to the MS edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the multiple sclerosis community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're at the 2024 Consortium of Multiple Sclerosis Centers Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, and our guest is Dr. Jeffrey Cohn, a neurologist at the Cleveland Clinic and professor of neurology at the clinic's Mellon Center, where he directs the Experimental Therapeutics Program. A medical school graduate of the University of Chicago, Dr. Cohn did his residency and fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania. 1994, he moved to the Cleveland Clinic. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for the invitation.
Sure. So you are one of several keynote speakers at this conference, and you, among other things, are an expert in stem cell therapy for multiple sclerosis. Can you talk about this topic and why it is so promising?
Well, so there's a great deal of interest amongst patients and clinicians in stem cell therapies or cell-based therapies to treat multiple sclerosis, in part because although we have more than 20 approved disease-modifying therapies, there still are several major unmet needs. And the hope is that cell-based therapies may fill some of those needs. One need would be to provide more effective control of disease activity, relapses, and MRI lesion activity. And the other hope is that cell-based therapies might promote repair, which none of our current medications does.
Right. You said that you like to divide these cell treatments into two broad categories, immune therapies and repair-promoting strategies. Could you explain that?
Well, so one category would be cell-based therapies that are intended to reduce disease activity, to prevent relapses, MRI lesion activity, and to prevent the accumulation of disability that results from that. The other broad category would be to promote repair. We know that the nervous system, like all tissues in the body, attempts to repair itself after damage, including from abnormal inflammation and multiple sclerosis, but in many patients, that repair is inadequate. So a number of cell-based approaches are under evaluation to hopefully augment the natural repair processes.
Okay. And when you mention, you talk about a cellular approach, specifically stem cell therapy, each of the steps involved, you said, potentially has some serious adverse effects, which is why there's a debate about it and there is some risk. What are those adverse effects, and why should we be more concerned about those?
Well, so there again, it depends on the specific cell-based therapy that we're talking about. In the case of hematopoietic stem cell transplantation, which is probably the prototypic immune-directed cell-based therapy, the main component of that treats MS is the administration of high-dose chemotherapy to eliminate the existing immune system. And then in that case, the hematopoietic stem cell transplantation is to try to lessen the potential complications.
Basically to replace what was there.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and the main complications for that approach are direct side effects of the chemotherapy or indirect consequences of the chemotherapy, infection or bleeding and until the bone marrow is repaired. In the case of the repair-promoting strategies, they're the main potential complications relate to the cells themselves. The intent after transplantation is for them to traffic to the nervous system and to stimulate repair, either by repairing the damage directly or by augmenting the naturally occurring repair mechanisms by other cells. But there's always the potential that those cells may go haywire, as it were. And they may, instead of having beneficial effects, may themselves turn into tumor cells.
Right. And you said there's only been one randomized trial to date.
Right, of hematopoietic stem cell transplant.
That's incredible. We've heard quite a bit about it.
Right.
Why only one trial?
Well, so there have been a number of uncontrolled studies, and they've generated quite a lot of interest. Controlled studies of hematopoietic stem cell transplantation have been difficult because, first of all, it's a complicated procedure. Not every institution has both sophistication in hematopoietic stem cell transplantation and the management of multiple sclerosis. You need both of those to do a study. Mm-hmm. But also, there's strong feelings about it. There are some people that are already convinced that it works, so they don't feel the need for an additional study. And there's other people that feel that it's too dangerous and that with our available disease-modifying therapies, it's unnecessary.
Right.
I would say our experience has been that there still are quite a few people with MS for whom it's warranted. And now the question is, when should it be performed relative to all the other treatment options?
What is your assessment of the work being done by Dr. Karousis in Israel on this?
Well, his work has primarily been on mesenchymal stem cell transplantation. That is one of the strategies in repair-promoting mechanisms. He's reported very dramatic results. I would say the main issue has been that other groups have not obtained quite as good results. There's always a question, is it because he's just better at the procedure than other people, or is there something different about how he's doing it than what other people are doing?
Well, he's also had some very good results with ALS.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and some dramatic results. In fact, he told us that some ALS patients are still alive 15 years after.
Yeah, so that he's reported some very impressive results. I think among the things that we've learned over the years about mesenchymal stem cell transplantation is that there are three components to the protocol that are important. One is that the cells need to be adapted to augment their neurotrophic properties so that they're more effective supporters of repair mechanisms. Secondly, that the cells need to be administered intrathecally by spinal tap, even though there's some experimental evidence that they can traffic into the nervous system from the blood, it's probably not very efficient.
And that makes it more difficult.
Yeah, and then third,
right.
They need to be administered multiple times. And Dr. Karousis's most recent studies have incorporated all three of those factors, and that may explain some of the good results he's gotten.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time left, but I did want to ask you about CAR T therapy.
Right. So CAR T is the new kid on the block. It's really revolutionized cancer therapy, and it's now being tested to treat autoimmune disorders. The rationale is that, first of all, there already are some CAR T products that have regulatory approval that might be relevant to autoimmune diseases, specifically CAR T cells directed against CD19, which is a marker of B cells. Secondly, the CAR T cells produce a very deep depletion of B cells, not only in the blood, like the currently approved monoclonal antibodies, but also within the tissues, including the central nervous system. So it's anticipated that that may lead to better efficacy, particularly not only in relapsing MS, but possibly and hopefully in progressive MS.
Oh, is it too early to ask about potential adverse effects with CAR T therapy?
Sure. Well, there's sort of two categories. One is adverse effects of the CAR T administration itself.
In the process of administering
to the cells,
right.
The cells to the person, the recipient. And there can be infusion reactions or neurologic adverse effects. That appears to be related primarily to the dose and also the amount of target. So both those complications have been seen not infrequently in cancer. It remains to be seen whether they occur in MS patients who we expect will get a lower dose and the target burden is not as dramatic. And then long-term, the main effects relate to the chronic depletion of B cells. the CAR T cells may be too effective and may lead to some predisposition to infection. But again, that remains to be seen. But there's a tremendous amount of interest in CAR T cells.
Absolutely wonderful. We've been talking with Dr. Jeff Cohn of the Cleveland Clinic. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor. Thank you.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.